ביאן סימן ממטס שיוכל לאימא קרישמה באופס. מחבר סל סיף אלף, אף אגב דקאי מלון, דברים שבקסב יעתו רשוי לאימרום על פה. הלוכה is that דברים שבקסב one is not permitted to say it בעל פה. אף על פי כן, כל דבר שרוגו ושוגר בפי קויל, בפי הקויל, something that everyone knows it בעל פה, כגוין, so the Chaba gives Misholim, Kriyishma, Bichas Koyanim, Opashis HaTomid, Ayyotze Behen Mutter. These things, people, most people know them by Peh, so therefore one is permitted to say it. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, Dvorim Shebiksav. Sume Mutter Likrois by Peh. Now there's an Issel, to say Dvorim Shebiksav Baal Peh. A person who's blind is unable to say it Miteich HaKtav, so he's permitted Likreis Baal Peh, Mishum Eis Lasis Lashem Eferu Teirasech. That means Be'emison, it's Osa, but if he's an Onos, that means, so Eferu Teirasech, there are things that we are mevatel, even though it's an Israel, al teis la'aseis la'ashem. For who adin, the same aloch applies, im hu beveis ha'asurim, if a person is in prison, ben yochel la'asig shom chumish, so he can say it bal peh. Again, he's an onos, he can say it bal peh. I once heard a maise, the Klausenberger Rebbe Zechayna Lebrocha was in concentration camp, and after he was liberated, they came, I think from the joint or another organization, and they brought Sforim to the Eden who were in the concentration camp. They brought a chumash to someone else, and the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zechayna Lebrocha, asked this person if he can give him the chumash, lend him the chumash, and this person wasn't interested. And he asked him, he was mafsim, please give me the chumash. And he didn't want, so he says, listen, I'll give you, I don't know exactly, a chelik in my elam haba, please give me the chumash. No, a chelik in the Klausenberger Rebbe's elam haba is a commodity, it's something. So he gave him the chumash. Fine, gave him the chumash. Many years later, the Klausenberger Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, and this person ended up a chutz lo'aretz. But one time he decided to visit Eretz Yisrael. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to the Klausenberger Rebbe. He said, do you remember we made an agreement? He said, yeah. Fine. It's still kind. I made agreement. Fine. She said, Rebbe, I don't understand. Could you please explain to me why it was so important for you to give away your Olam Haba for Chumash? She says, I'll tell you. The whole time I was in concentration camp, 2 years, I was not capable of being Mekayim Shtayim Mikra Vechas Targum. I didn't have a chumash. I was unable to do it. So now I wanted to make up for those 2 years. So that's what was very important for me to get a hold of a chumash. Samaradikalimud. That means we would look at it in our eyes. Elam Hav is one thing. No, I was an onos. He was an onos. He couldn't do it before. So, no. By the Klausenberger Rebbe Zechayna Lebrocha, what's Rotzon Hashem? I have to remember, there's a mitzvah of Shtayim Mikravecha Targum. Till then, I was an onus. But now I have an opportunity to have a chumash. So I have to get the chumash. I want the price of these. I won't have a lamaba. But I'll be capable of doing Rotzon Hashem. It's a murder. It's a murder. I told this over to someone, he's going to start saying, I make him a targum. A kapano, he hears from this maise, the chshivis. Anyway, he ato a kosum arad baz, chelik alav simen kuflamatei, likra is a parsha balpe, bishor shel shatz koirei, Ani Nizo Avaleni Moicha Lachem. Now, I think, just to understand this Chatbaz, we have to understand one thing. This Maneinu, we come into a shul, no problem, this Chumoshim, this Siddurim, no problem whatsoever. In the times of the Chatbaz, there was no such thing. You know, Chumash, we had a Chumash. So, a person, let's say, that he wanted to be Mekayim, Shnayim, Mikra, Becho, Targum, so he would go, and so while the shatz is laning the parsha, he'll chap a rein with the shatz, shnai mikro, but he doesn't have a chumash. So I'll call upon him, so the shayla is, could he say it bal peh? So if we learn our mechaba, and chudik, dvorim shebiksav, yad rashoy loimrum bal peh. That's meiker adit. So this is the Radbaz. Kosev Radbaz, Chelik Alev Simen Kuv Lamatei, Likroi Sa Parche Baal Peh, Bishor She Shatz Koire, that Mestama was the case. The Baal Koire was laning the Parche, and this person wants to Chaparayin Shnayim Mikro, Kaponim, one time Mikro, Chaparayin with the Baal Koire, and he Nizo, I wouldn't do it, because it's Vorm Shemiksav, Yato Rishoy Lemim Bapeh, Avoleni moichel acher, but someone else does it, I'm not moich, I don't tell him you're doing wrong. Vishum diyesh poiskim harbe shesayimu disu hudavki moitzi bezel achem yidei chevoset. Others hold the whole issa, dvorim shebiksav yato roshoy loim rembarpe, was only said, if I want to be moitzi others with the kriya, then I have to say mitei chaksav. So others hold it also, and that's the Pashto's Lashon of the Mechaber. But the Radbaz says, if someone else did it, I would not be moicha. L'omro malpe, mi she doirish perabim bahar bepsukim shebetayr, a person is saying a droshet, he's saying from a lot of psukim, v'kosho le'lechapes b'chol sho b'chumish imnei k'voy datzibri, he's saying adrosh, whenever he wants to say a posuk, he'll have to look up in the chumish. Evshe sheyesh lo'okos, that's tichet de tzibure, that means every posuk he's going to go, he'll have to wait till he finds the posuk. Evshe sheyesh lo'okos la'im b'yume, בתייס ושישון די במאסקו ואוסו בתירס רישן ותירס פסר וירגרויס כמודינו תירס פסר וכפונם we find such a heter we won't go into the protem but the Kohen Gadol ביום הכיפורים when the Kohen Gadol laned for the Olam so Pashas Pinchas he laned Baal Peh because it would be a tilcha de tzibure to lane to be goylo till from Parshas Emor Nachemois to Parshas Pinchas, so he learned it Baal Peh. So there we see that because of Tilcha de Tzibur, there's a heter to say Dvorim Shemiksav Baal Peh. But it says when is it mutar? If he's saying something that everyone knows, the shogar, everyone knows that Avramayna shogar b'fi yakel, that everyone does not know it, Papa, he does know it, afogav sheshogar b'pi v'osa, kegoyin krishma, v'chem psuki dezimre, skult shogar b'alpe, oparshas atomit, kosav amogin avrom, amayim b'bei sheisev yirashi yisdei, yishoynis petam heter amirus elu advorom b'alpe, there's a different sheetist, when it's mutter, when it's osa, l'chein yesh li zoyer, shloy loymer, shum dover bar per, ki ma shen niska poi b'shulchanoch. That means, since this chaluki day is, when it's mutter, so whatever the mechaba says is mutter, but more than that, one should be nisa. B'chum is chavish yoyer ma to loymer, kol sefer tilim bar per, which the mechaba does not speak about, the kivin shu lo'ira rachmei Hashem, avalei kitzvil, amurad ikizah, that since the mechuvin of Sefer Tefillin is the Meir Rachmim, so even though halachically it's ksuvin, it's Dvarim Shebikshav, but since the mechuvin of these ksuvim are to be Meir Rachmim Shemayim, so it doesn't have a, and this prat, it doesn't have a locha, Aviyata Shohi Leiman Ba'apeh, because it was written Leil Rachmim, so there's a heter to say this. Venigalish, yes, Lismachol, Obon, Kibilai, Ander, Habishu, Palavo, Hidas, Ateres, Kene, Vago, Kapais, Mudavka, Loi, Tiram, Veche, Vosan, also. The Dirshu brings down a Chesam Seifer. Chesam Seifer says another reason Tillim is different. He says something very interesting. David HaMelech had said that the Shlochis of Tillim, that the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash were Meshoyre, these Mirrors. Number one. And number two, Klal Yisrael, when they were Makrev, the Korban Pesach, they said Hallel. So he said, it's Sichin not Mestava, that when the Levim said Shira every day, when Eden said Hallel, Meshach, the Korban Pesach, they came into the Beis HaMikdash with the Tillim. That means, David HaMelech, the Kavone, made that Tillim could be said about that. Yes. You mean the going by Hollis? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Wait, I don't know if that'll help. One second. Yeah, 1 second, maybe. Yeah, I'll upon him, let us just mention, if I'm not mistaken, I saw this from somebody. Yeah. Could be the Pesach Tshuva's bringing this down this morning. Now, let us just say there's a few shailas. The Dilshu brings down one shaila. A person is brought down after Shemein Esra, before Yilerotzen, a person should say the Pesach that his name starts with and ends with. So, yes, showed it. Gorm shebiksavit ayat l'rishaylem rambalpe should have to every time biksav to taposik, that's one horror. There's a second horror when one says vayichulu b'kiddush. Vayichulu b'kiddush is also gorm shebiksavit. You have to say it mitoch hasidah. And others here, it's more problematic because we had to be moitzi acherim yidei chevosim. Everyone holds that you have to say mitoich haksav. So that's the problem. So they bring from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Lohitzi achem izdavka tzibur. But Lohitzi b'nei beisoi, this doesn't apply by b'nei beisoi, and therefore, there's no problem of to say by Yechulu not to look into a siddur. Others looked into a siddur for different reasons. Although Mika bin its mutter, Mutter b'maitze achem b'umirosei es haksubim mitzadei demogen avrom b'hach mishlolemi b'apel v'chol gavni temash medibrei agro b'biyurei. Simen nun. Tam lama oimrim eizeo mekoimo. Kabu lishno ishache parshus atome perik eizeo mekoimo. We say perik eizeo mekoimo. Obaraise de Rabbi Yishmael. Bishloishas remidus. Now, what is the inyan of the Mishnayis of Ezer Mekoyman and the Baraisa of Rabbi Shmuel? Kedei sheyiske kol odom lilmeid b'chol yoyim, that every yid should be zeicha to learn each day mikro, mishnah, or gemore. So Parshas HaTomid is mikro, Ezer Mekoyman is Mishnayis, and Rabbi Shmuel, which is the first Baraisa in Teres Koyanim, זה דין על גמורה, בברייסא זה בשמור, אבל במוק עם גמורה, שהמדרש כגמורה. ורסי למשנה ברורה. קובו לשני, זאת המשנה ברורה, יש מקוימויס, שאין אמרים איזה מקוימן בבייסא אימו, עוד המקוימס, סינס אין אובל, אז עושה בתלמוד תורה, this is a פרק משנייס, so they don't say it, מפני שעושה בתלמוד תורה, ואין זה נוכן, שכל שהוא סדר היום, whatever is the סדר היום to say, אין בי משום תלמוד תורה לא אובל, that what they asked the novel, לימוד התורה, is Samzai Torah, which was not Nikva and the Seder Atvila. But if every Yid says, Ezer Mekoymon, then davening, so it becomes a Zalocha of Tvila, and therefore one is permitted to say it. The Maisha Nivsad, Basim and Taknan, Dalet, Sif Dalet, the same Zalocha applies by Tisha B'Av, and we also say Ezer Mekoymon. Shamidresh Kigmoret. Now, so why did they choose this Baraisa of Rabbi Shmuel? This is the first Baraisa in Teres Koyanim. Shehu Roish Lachol Parshas HaKabonis. Now, the Teres Koyanim, this is the beginning of the Parshas HaKabonis. Is kavu eitzel akabonim. So since we're saying parshas atomic, we're saying eser makayma, so they wanted the baraisa should be the first baraisa in teres kainim, which teres kainim is the baraisas which speak about ruchas kabon. V'chein bocharu b'mishnas eser makayma. Why did they choose this perik eser makayma? וקבוע אחר התומד, משום שנמה ובכל מוקרים מוקטר ומוגש לשמי. Because the posik, in all places, they're maktar to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They're magish menoches to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. בכל מוקרים. So Chazal Esuchi, that's the posik, בכל מוקרים מקטיר ומגישים. Please, in every place where Makter, Ktoires, Magish, Menoches, Leilu, Tamidei Chachomim, Shoizkin, Bechuchas, Avoyde, Bechol Yoyim, Bechol Mokim, Shei. Ma'ala Aleim, Ki'ilu, Maktiren, U'magishin, Lishmei. And so, Lemaylo, it's just like they were Makter and Magish. That's by Peter McTayris. We'll talk about that soon. Well, the Machaber didn't speak about Peter McTayris, but we will speak about it soon. Okay. Okay. We'll come to it. Ala Eilu Tamid Chomei Shaiskim Behil Kizamayd Bechoyem Bechomokim Shehem. מעלין יום כבקטיר מגישן לשמי. צבוי מבני שפרק זה אין בוי מחלויקס, הוא משנה ברורה למוישה מסיני. So, this פרק, there's no מחלויקס, and it's a משנה ברורה למוישה מסיני. Fine. Now, let us just elaborate two נקודות. He says there's an Indian of learning Ezer Mekoymon because it speaks about Kabonis and it's Ma'ala Olav HaKosov Ke'ilu you were Makriv the Kabonis. Agavuch, that's the Indian of the Korban Tomid also, we say the Korban Tomid. It's Kedai to mention this Amuridike Machlokes Tanoim. It says in Yalkut Shemoini by the Korban Tomid to a makrib two tmidim, the Tomit Shal Shachar, the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim. So there's a murdika machlokes tanoim. One tana holds, it says, Shnei Kvosim. It says in the Pasuk, Shnei Kvosim. So one tana holds, the Hakrovas HaTomit, or Bizmaneinu, the Kri of the Parshas HaTomit, Al Yodom Koivshin Avoy Naiseyim Shal Yisrael. The Avoynis of Klal Yisrael, the Talmud Shel Shachar, was Kovish the Avoynis of the Laila. it covered it, it was submerged. And the Tamid Shobain Abayim was Kaivish the Aveira Shebriyim. That's one Tane. And another Tane says, Kaivshim, Kvosim is a Loshin Mechapsim. Kaivshim means you just submerge it, but it's still here. And this is Mechapsim. It washes away, it launders away the Avoinus of Klal Yisrael. That was the Tamid. The Tamid, when Yidu Amakrib, the Tamid Mamish, all the Averas were taken care of through the Shnei Tmidim. And when we say the Parshas HaTomid, it's Malol of Akosov, Keilu Hikrivoi. Now, we say, why would we pick on the Mishnah Vezem V'Koyman? So he says, V'hu Mishnah Brugge L'Moshim Eloi Machloikis, V'hu Mishnah Brugge L'Moshim Yisinei. So let me explain to this. I once saw B'Shem the Goyin Amurah the Gezach. That means, he's saying as follows. We have to understand when Torah Shebal Peh was given, so there's a klal, the Vorm Shebal Peh, Yat Rishoy L'Kaiswa. So till Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who wrote the Mishnayis, everything was memorized Bal Peh, Kosfeim Alu L'Chibecha, the whole Torah Shebal Peh, Ayit had to know it. He memorized it. That was Kol Teire Shebal Peh. Birvois Hayomim, so it became a very Chiluki Deis, what Halacha was, this one said Halacha is like this, this one said Halacha is like this. That's how we got Machloikis in Teire Shebal Peh, because of somebody that gets you, I think, from Rav Shrizer Goyim. That means Kolzman Yidin did not have Tzoris. They were capable of memorizing the Kol Teire Shebal Peh. When the Tzoris started and the Golas and the Shmotis and all the Tzoris, so they were not capable to memorize Kol Teire Shebal Peh. So therefore, then it became Machloikis, and so they didn't know it too well. Then that's how the Machloikis started. This Perek of Ezel Mekoimam, for some reason, they were very careful that this should remain clear without a machlokes. So that's why, so that's Mishneh Brure LeMoshe Misinai. That means this, the whole Torah Shebal Peh was sent for Moshe Rabbeinu, but this is a Mishneh Brure, it's a clear Mishneh, that means the Loshen of the Mishneh was remained by Klal Yisrael without any Sveikis. That's this Mishneh, the Mishneh of Ezeh Mekoyma. We start learning Perik Ezeh Mekoyma. It says, V'necholim lifnim min akloim. They ate it by kochikochim, they ate it lifnim min akloim. So now one starts scratching, it says, lifnim min akloim. It was done by the Mishkan. But later we had a base of Midrash, so it was Nechol and Dazorah. What are you talking about? Lefnim and Akvoyim. So the grain, because you know who said this Mishnah, was the teacher of this Mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal, then he didn't, there was no base of Midrash, there was nothing. So Necholim, Lefnim and Akvoyim. So this remained, Necholim, Lefnim and Akvoyim. That's number one. And perhaps we can say a Muradik Avot from, I heard B'Shem, the Sfas Emes, but it also makes sense with this Mahalach. It says in the Mishnah, Amura Mehem Kayyitze Behem by Kotchim Kalim, Amura Mehem Kayyitzim, Al Shamuram Nechel Lekahanim Linsheyem Livneyem Lavdeyem. That means that they were mafrish. The Chasei V'Shoik, they were mafresh, so that was eaten by the Kahanim, by their wives, by their children, and by their Avodim. So this Mishnah is very difficult. It's eaten by the Kahanim. So the wives is a Chiddush. She's an Ekoim. She's an Eishes Koim. So it says, Amura Mehem, that he gave it to the wives of the Koim. Avdeyem is also good, but not Kahanim, but Avdei Kahan, they could also eat. But Amuramen keyaitzvem, al shamuram nechol kahanim, that's good, l'nsheyim is good, l'vneyim. The b'neyim are kahanim. So he said already, it's nechol kahanim. So why does it have to say in this Mishnah, Amuramehem, nechol l'vneyim, b'neyim is kahanim. It's Amuramke kashe, that the Sfasemes says. So Sfasemes answers, you know, it's Negei Pinchas before he became a Kohen. Pinchas before he became a Kohen, he was a Ben Kohen, but he was not a Kohen. So it's very good. Since Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this Mishnah, so it's Negei, not Negei anymore. The children of everyone, and now everyone has Kedushas Kuhne. But this man, before Pinchas became a Kohen, so it was... So then the B'neiim, the Siddush is that a Ben Kohen also eats. Fine. Well, that's what the Perchot say, these Mishnais, because these Mishnais remained intact with Adam Achloikis. Now he says something Moiridik. When Kriyas Perek Ster Bereises U Oile L'Limud Mishne V'Talmud. We just had, we say, a Mishnah in a Bereise. It only helps Alami Shemavim. Perek a Moiridik Alochim. A person who understands what he's saying, so then it's good. So it's like Misha Maven, Avala Misha Einai Maven. If a person doesn't understand what he's saying, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Tzorich Lilmoid Olam. So either get an art scroll or do something else. Al Kaponim, you have to know what you are saying. Sheim Laikain. This is a Shrek. If you don't know what you're saying, that's not called learning. Learning is gematria understanding. It's only called learning if you understand. The dav kibbutz v'lav sheni maybe the kodesh bochu yideh kavanosa. By tefillah, you don't have to understand. Avol imayma ha-mishnah v'baraisa v'ene maybe v'ene nikva limud. I'd like to mention this amurdik shulchan aruch harav and hilchas talmud torah. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Talmud Torah says as follows. Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Beis, Oishit Beis, Yud Gimel. Ach im Moitzi Bisfosov, if a person learns, Afo Pish Einei Maven, Afilu Perish Amilis, Mineishu Amo Oretz, Areze Mekayim Mitzvahs V'Limatem, it's called V'Limatem, V'Ameh Dvorim Amurim B'Perish Aviksav. So this is the Zadik from the Mogen Avraham. Teire Shebiksav, you can say Teire Shebiksav, you can say Tehillim, you can say Iyov, you don't know one word you're saying, that's called Limud HaTeire. Avol Teire Shebal Teh, im Einei Meilen HaPeirish, Einei Nechshav Limud Klal. This is not called learning. So Samir Dikizach, so these Mishnais and those is very important to know what we're talking about. But prat ame arotze yisrov shevinu apeshe sheish lelimud mikra mishna gemore shesorach odam lilmud b'chol yoyim kosov ashlok shema yisrov mekoymen v'memadlikin apitam akteres yasa kol nigen de mishnayis ayin shom. Yeah, now that inyan of k'teres is an Indian to say, they bring that from the Zohar HaKadosh, that Ktoiris, there's a Dirsha before, brings it down. We had this in Sif Mem Zayin about Ktoiris. No, in Sif Mem Ches, we had about Ktoiris. The Mokim HaKtore. He should be a... Yeah, so there is a Zohar HaKadosh, this is a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayakel. Shoha Oimro, God, we hear here from the Dirsha, they bring it down in English. Shoha Oimro, a person says, Parshas HaKadosh, Yinotzel Mikol Dvorim Roim. Now this is called insurance, that a person says that every day he'll be rescued from Kol Dvorim Roim, ומכל פגויים רואים, מהירו רע, ומדין רע, וממובס. That's called life insurance. lo yinozek kol oisei hayoim, and no nezek will happen to him. Ubafad shiichavim bo yishmechavim, what he's saying. Beseda hayoim kosa, shachosh sholom al navshe, a person who's concerned about his life, loy le lishtadul bo choloiz bin yin hazem, v'lichtev kol inyin akteres al klaf kosher, and there's an inyin to write it on the klaf, v'ksiv ha-shuas, v'kaisei b'boikah b'erev b'kabon ha-gedoylo. So it's a mezodike skule we find in the posik that in Parshas Korach, when there was a mageifah, so Aaron HaKohen went around with the k'teres, and that stopped the mageifah. So we see there's a koyach of k'teres to stop a mageifah, so the Pashas Akteris, and thus is this school, it can be muscle, we call me in a boy. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No. If you have a cloth, it's Layla. If you don't have a cloth, it's Layla. Layla. Al Kaponim, it's a cloth is mailed sometimes in Breslov Grad. I know there's maybe other places also there's a cloth hanging there. Also a cloth. Okay, that's the opinion of a cloth. Okay. A big cloth, okay. What? Also is? Okay, framed. Okay, that's it. Okay, no. It's also... No, okay. Yeah. Simin Nun Aleph. Now, Kosovo, we should even show him as a Makemi member, Ligan Peter Makteza, Shasa, Kilnigan, the Mishnah is Ayan Sham. By space is a Nigan of how to say Mishnah is. Nun Aleph. Sine Tula, Minbor Shama Adishtaba. Haimrim, Bor Shama. Kaidem Suki de Zimre Bishtabach Lachayim. Now before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention something, a maisa of the Altus Kohen Rebbe, Zecheinu Levroche. When he was in Romania, he did Mordeke Uvdes to be Matzal Bochim to avoid being drafted in the Romanian army. He realized if they'd be in the Romanian army, whatever Yiddishkeit they had in themselves would become completely forgotten. So he did murder the Kamaisim to that they should not become drafted. Al Kaponim, it wasn't too legal, and the government found out about it, and they were very... So that they brought him to court, and they were guys there. They put him in a dungeon, and... They took off his glasses, they took off his kapel, they put him in a dungeon and let him remain there till he'll die. And he was a very weak person and a wet dungeon and thus so they didn't, his outlook for living too long was pretty dim. Because he's in the dungeon, it was in the morning or something. So he started saying, Bo Shama. He said that Tommy took with his sleep, covered his head. There was not many glasses, a kapona. He started saying, Bo Shama. Ever heard the Alta Squadna Rebbe? He had a very melodic voice and used to have a very slow repeat words. That was. So he started saying, Bo Shama. Bo Geyser Makayim. So the whole Bor Shama speaks about the Gemaldik Chasodim that the Rabbi Shalom does. Marachim Alot, Marachim Alabrius, Mishalom Sachatay. That Geyser Umekayim sounds. He's Geyser Umekayim. That means Geyres Lachera means that's Din Umekayim. He makes sure. So how does this fit into Bor Shama? So he starts re-saying it again, Geyser HaMakayim, Geyser HaMakayim. He couldn't figure out how this comes into Bor Shama. And finally, he came, Shadis, Geyser, the Bor Shama gives Geyser. But he gives the person the capabilities to live them through umekayim. After the gzeira, the person can still exist. Then that he could withstand all nesyonis. As soon as he was masig this pshat, he's nothing but to worry about. First they put him, he's going to be mekayim. 2 days later, they took him out of the dungeon. Kitcha. That was the of al kaponim. This pshat and goyza mekayim was that's how. And that mokim. Let's see. Now see the Mishnah Berurah. Bar Shama. Yes. Why? Yeah, but we're talking. Yeah, okay, you're right. No. Haidus before Psuki December. Haidus before Psuki December starts with Baruch Shoma. If you say is Haidu part of Psuki December, if Haidu is not part of Psuki December, that's totally in the monogamy. But Baruch Shoma starts Psuki December. Yeah. Shevach ze tiknu anshe knesa gdoil aidei piske de nofo min shemayim matzuhu kosa baidu was something that fell min ha-shemayim and they found the Baruch Shoma was written it's here v'yesh boi pei zayin teves there's 87 words v'simone roish oi kesem poz the roish of Psuki de Zimre is a gold kesem poz means a beautiful gold. But Paz is 87. There's 87 words. One should say it's standing. We'll come back to this in a minute. He should say it's standing. He's a yachid. ואיך ישתי ציצי של לפונה בשעס אמירס ברוך שומה, לאחר גמר ברוך שומה ינשקם, ישאול the two ציצס. Now the reason for the two ציצס, the Rizal says it's a sod. So we won't, we'll be at our peer Rizal. We don't understand the reason on Kaponim why you hold the ציצס. And then we say later, לאחר גמר ברוך שומה ינשקם, בפעמי בסגו בתשבוך הספחירים. Now, now what he says about Philippi Yechidi, I'd like to just mention for 2 minutes, there's a Murdika Bach. The Bach says further in Simen and Gimel, the Bach says as follows, it's Mavua in Shulchan Aruch that by this man, the Shulchan Aruch Azicha was like this, the Shatz got up by Yishtabach, two Yishtabach, everyone dabbled by himself, the Shatz got up by Yishtabach, and then he said Yishtabach and Kaddish. So it would seem from the Mechaber that the Shatz got up for Yishtabach. No one else got up. So the problem is, why did the Shatz get up? He went up to the Omed by Yishtabach. So the Bach explained, because if he'll say Yishtabach sitting, and then he'll walk up from where he's sitting to say Kaddish, so there's a hefsek between Kaddish and Yishtabach. And we don't want there should be a hefsek. So therefore, in order to ensure there won't be a hefsek, so he gets up from his place by Yishtabach, for Yishtabach. So Yishtabach is saying by the Amud. And then right after he's, he can right away say Kaddish, there shouldn't be any hefsek between Kaddish and Yishtabach. Since he says Kaddish, by the way, after Yishtabach, so the Olam also stands up by Yishtabach already, because the reason Chelomim, then he's starting to say Kaddish, and they start getting up. So therefore, the Olam got up also by Yishtabach, that we should be, when he says Kaddish, everyone will be standing. And he says, stands up by Yishtabach, there should be a hefsek between his Kaddish and Yishtabach. So therefore, the Bach says, but what if a person is davening by Yechidus? Why are you davening by Yechidus? You don't have to stand up for Yishtabach. The whole Yishtabach was only with this chesed. So that's Yishtabach. Baruch Shoma is brought down. Baruch Shoma is brought down as follows. He brings down, the Bach says, and Simon Gimel as follows. He says, yeah. It brings from the Telas Yaakov, Kiblu Anshe Akabola, Sheshvach Zeh Tzorich Laomre Mu'umid, this you have to say Mu'umid, Shukineget Atzure Haryoine ודכסיב שרופים עומדים ממעלוי. So that means this pasuk is Yeshaya Novi saw when he saw the Maisim El Kobe, he saw the Malachim were standing Oindim Imaloi. The Malachim were saying she's in front of the Rabbi Nishlom. But we start Psuki de Zimre, so Hasidim were Mekabel on themselves to be like the Malachim and to stand also. So it's nothing to do with the Shas. So that's the Chiddush over here. It's nachayin, it's preferable that we say Bol Shoma, Afilu HaYochid. It's nothing to do with Yishtabach. Yishtabach, if you're davening alone at home, you can sit by Yishtabach. But Bol Shoma, Alpi Kabol and Alpi Chassidus, it's an Inyan. We're starting Pesukei Dezimra, we are emulating the Malachim, Schofim, Oimdim, they're standing to say Shvach for the Rebbein Shom. So therefore we also stand up in the beginning of Suki de Zimre, and that is Pshat in Vafilu the Yechidi. The problem is, what's the Chiddush over here? The Yechidi. So the Bach explains as follows.